Good evening, good evening. Welcome. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast on tonight. Thank you for joining in, whether you're driving down the road in your vehicle, whether you are at home, sitting back watching TV, regardless of if you are at work, no matter where you are. I bless God for you on tonight. I thank you for chiming in on tonight. There is a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Yours truly, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, is the founder of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, a ministry that is on the move to help hurting women heal and to become whole. Glory be to God. We are located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia, where our overseer and founder is Apostle Keith Johnson. Glory to God. Feel free to join me by way of podcast twice a week. I will be coming to you right here where you can just chime on in and hear what the Lord has to say. And it is my prayer that the messages that come forward will bring healing to that place in your life where you feel like you're falling short in the things of God. On tonight, the topic that I will be talking to you about is discovering who you are. Glory to God. So many times in life, we as women of God, we as people of God, go through life and we just simply exist. But I come by here to let somebody know on tonight that God have a purpose and a plan for your life. He has hope and a good future. Glory be to God. So on tonight, we're going to take a look at the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 27. And it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them." Psalm 139, verse number 14 reads, "And I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and I know this very well." When we think about discovering, the word discovering simply means the act of coming to know something, finding something else that once was hidden. Glory be to God. It's a place of discovery, or once it was a place that was unknown or that you were unfamiliar with. When we think about discovering something, it is coming into knowledge that something exists and that it is. Glory be to God. When we look at the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 37, the Bible tells us, now this is Jesus that was talking. It said, "Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." God is calling the disciples in this hour. The disciples are those who truly follow after Jesus Christ to a place of discovery, to a place of knowing who you are in him, to a place of knowing why you exist and the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. He don't want you to just simply exist, to go through day to day without a meaning to your life, but he created you with a purpose and with a plan. Glory be to God. Solomon was one of the wisest men who ever lived. He was endowed, enwrote, enveloped with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and discovery was upon him. He lived a life that was meaningless, that had many voids. His life had holes in it. There were many unfulfilled places of emptiness. And it was not until he discovered, came into the understanding, until he found out that the life that he was living was meaningless outside of God. And it was not until he discovered that outside of God, everything else is void. Everything else is vanity, is what he says, and according to the word. But once he discovered that God had created him with both a purpose and a plan, that was when he could fulfill what was predestined for his life. To every listener that is listening on tonight, have you discovered yet who you really are? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, "God knew you before you were born. Before you were conceived in your mother's womb, you were once a thought on the mind of God." Glory be to God. He knew that he would have a need of you. Everybody's process to discovering what God's need is of you is different. Not everybody go through the same types of of situations. Not everybody go through the same types of trials and tribulations, but all those things that you go through, the Apostle Paul was letting the people know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose and according to his plan. You were called according to the purpose and the plan of God, but have you yet discovered that plan and that purpose that God had for your life? When we think about going through that process, I'm going to give you some steps that I pray will bless your life tremendously. First, God calls for us to develop a relationship with him. Accept him as the Lord of our life. When we say that we've accepted Jesus as Lord, we make him ruler and master. We surrender our all unto him. When we do that, we fellowship with him. We worship him. We meditate on his word both day and night. We pray to him and we give him back his word. Second, he created you. So a part of discovering you comes back to coming into alignment with him who is the divine creator. Third, once you have accepted him and began to live for him and your relationship is solidified, now you become a son. That's that place where your ownership begins to be fortified. That's that place where you have no longer have doubt. You no longer are wavering in your faith, but now you are becoming committed. You're becoming consistent in God. When that happens, now you are a child of God. Now ask him to reveal to you the plan that he has for your life. Glory be to God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verse number 11, Jeremiah the prophet reminds us that, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." Glory be to God. God said to remind you on tonight that I have a purpose and I have a plan for your life. Get planted in the body. Stay planted in the body of Christ so that you can grow in the things of God. Part of your road to discovery is not always going to be an easy one. So you must allow your steps to be ordered by the Lord. Are you in that place that God needs you to be so that you can grow in the word of God? Are you in that place where God needs you to be so that the purpose and the plan that he has for you can begin to unfold in your life? Every day, God will begin to show you more of you. He will begin to show you your likes. He will show you your dislikes. He will show you your gifts, your talents, your abilities. As you allow God to use you, your cultivation process begins. This is where you grow into who he is creating you to be. That's when all of a sudden your discovery, it really hits you to know that you have found a treasure. You are an earthen treasure in the earth realm. You are a vessel that is a treasure that can be utilized and used for the kingdom of God. Invest in your walk with God. I want to encourage every listener, every disciple, there are certain things that you should have in your library of your home. You should have a study Bible. That's a Bible that you can read, that you can study, that you can understand. Every disciple should have a Bible dictionary. That is so that if there's terminology and words that are in the Word of God that you don't understand, that you can go to the dictionary, you can look it up and get an understanding. That's why the book of Hosea says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. We never discover who we are because we never discover who the God is that created us. Every disciple should have a concordance. That is a place of a book, a reference that you can use to search different topics in the Word of God. And it will give you scriptures and you can read those scriptures and get an understanding. Once you discover and you find out who you are, you find that treasure that God has placed here in the earth realm. Don't go through life and never discover that you are somebody to God. Never go through life and discover the plan that he had for your life. Glory be to God. It does not matter what the plan is. Everybody's plan is different, but because he created you, he had a need for you. Once you discover who you are, You find that your faith no longer wavers in him. You will find that your walk no longer wavers in him. You will find that your talk no longer wavers in him. Once you discover who you are, that's that place where you come into total alignment with God. That's that place where he began to perfect the will that he has for your life. There is a permissive will. That is a will where he will allow you to dwell in that place where you live beneath who he is in your life. But then God's perfect will is that you would be all that he created you to be. That you will fulfill your God-given purpose and the plan that he has for your life. Once you discover that, your talk will no longer waver because you will understand who you are in him. That's that total alignment. That is that place where you can begin to flourish in God. That is that place where he will begin to get all the glory and all of the honor out of your life. It is my prayer on today that every listener of this podcast will be blessed real good. Help me send the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world simply by hashtagging and sharing. Tell somebody, Apostle Myrtle Johnson is on live giving you a word of empowerment to help you fulfill your God-given purpose. It is not his will that you live a life that is unfulfilled, but it is his will that everything that you need will be supplied in him. Until next time, this is Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson coming to you by way of podcast. I am the overseer and founder of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, a ministry that is on the move to help hurting people heal and to become whole. Glory be to God. Join me right back here on podcast on Tuesdays and on Thursdays weekly. Glory be to God. Share, support this. This is a free way of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that may not know him. It's my prayer on tonight that you discover the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. Until next time, do be blessed.